All right, hello and welcome to the Lovable Lawyer Podcast, episode 2. So excited to be with you guys and thinking about an episode 2 and was trying to come up with the right topic that kicks off, you know, really our entire podcast. Last week, episode 1 was our origin story and my background and what propelled me into this arena of legal estate planning and life insurance planning, and as the two merge and came together with insuranceandestates.com, which we're very excited about as that grows and develops. And so this podcast is the merger of these two important areas and how they really should be together in terms of subject matter and synergy and all these things. So today's topic is why you need defense as much as you need offense. And sports analogies in there, I know that, and it's because the first time that I heard that idea related to life insurance was years ago. My uncle, who was an insurance agent, and when I became newly married and had my daughter was on the way, and this was some time ago. She's about to turn 17, so had this discussion with my uncle, and he kind of went into the sports analogy. And the background story on my uncle was that he had been a very prolific athlete in Minnesota, a basketball player, and so he had actually thought about coaching basketball at one point. And then he started sort of his money-making world and began to realize that he could make more money selling pots and pans, actually, than he could as a coach. So he realized this and for whatever reason decided to move into the sales arena rather than coaching. And he became really prolific in the life insurance world, and he used that sports idea to encourage people that they need an offense and a defense. And a lot of people in life have an incredible offense, particularly entrepreneurs, business owners, real estate investors, kinds of people that I spend a lot of time talking with. And so it's great to have an offense. It's great to go after business revenue, and it's great to do marketing, and it's great to do the networking thing and to put out value for potential customers and to make yourself known. And most people are really good at that, and that's the offensive side of things. And as I touched upon in our origin story in week 1, that was me as well, but I began to experience the side effects of not having any kind of a defensive plan whatsoever. So experience the roller coasters in business. Some months would be really abundant and things going on and busy, and then you'd have these cycles where things maybe would feel slower. And so those are anxious times. And in the origin story, I was reflecting back to my upbringing and the years that we had sparse Christmases because there were lack of closings. My dad was in the real estate business, so I could overhear my parents in the other room talking about whether we could even afford Christmas presents. And then there were other times that were abundant years where could hardly get in the room. There were so many Christmas presents, and my mom loved having a lot of Christmas presents, and so we were a bit spoiled in those times. So it was kind of a feast and famine thing. And so the important thing to having a defense is to try to take the roller coaster cycles out of the mix. So that's really what we're talking about. And how do you do that? In other words, how do you create a defense? And I think the first step I'm going to suggest is to be really honest about your plan. And so, you know, to do an honest evaluation of whether you have a defensive plan. And if you've never thought about a defensive plan, there are some reasons for that, and I want to challenge you. Number one, I'm going to pin the blame a bit on our current culture and our society, and just to say that at one point in time, life insurance was a very commonly held asset. And it was viewed as an asset, and it was really focused around permanent life insurance, which we know as whole life insurance today. So people would have life insurance as part of their retirement plan. They would have permanent life insurance to take care of their families. And over many years, that emphasis began to shift. And you can see, if you really look at it, you can see the emphasis away from stability and having a defense and toward sort of this idea of profits trending almost toward a gambling mindset, which is what we see oftentimes today. For sure, we see an emphasis on that. So perhaps the financial community, the profits to be gleaned from certain kinds of products, you know, mutual funds and these kind of things, can have something to do with that. And so what's happened is that we've had this emphasis shift. And so people don't emphasize having permanent protection in the form of life insurance and having, you know, even having savings. I mean, the statistics on savings are somewhat staggering. Most people are a paycheck away from financial hardships. And so that's something to think about. So, but it's not your fault, really. You know, if you're listening and saying, wow, you know, he's being hard on us or whatever, well, I guess people love to point fingers at the consumers, but when the abundance of messages out there really has everything to do with offense and very little to do with defense, you know, is it really the consumer or is it something else? So I'll let that hang there for a second. So if you get into the idea of having a defense, what does that mean? So in our world at Insurance and Estates and in the things that I've been involved in on the legal side, both of these areas emphasize having a defensive plan. Estate planning on the legal side is about having the right documents in place and the right structures for your assets, the right titles on your assets, and having things set up in a way that if something does happen, whether it be disability or death, that you know, loved ones, you and your loved ones would be able to navigate that with a coherent plan and minimizing the costs and minimizing the craziness and hassles and things like that that can follow if there is no plan. So that's on the legal estate planning side. On the life insurance side, the common mantra that you're going to hear out there is really about buy term and invest the difference. The idea of that, and you may or may not be aware of what term life insurance is or the different kinds of life insurance, and we go into that a lot in a lot of our blog posts at insuranceinthestates.com. But basically, over the years, the mantra of buy term is really encouraging folks to spend as little as possible on the term life product, which is a temporary life insurance product that really only offers a death benefit and will ultimately expire. And, you know, once a term, whatever it is, could be a year, could be 20 years, whenever that term expires, then the life insurance costs are going to go up dramatically. So it does offer the stability of having a death benefit if something happens, but it's not offering any kind of long-term or permanent protection. And the other thing it doesn't offer, and we're going to get into this more in future podcasts and get into it a lot in our blog posts, but you're talking about a ready reserve of cash, so a safety net account. And you can have a savings account, of course, but what we talk about a lot at Insurance and Estates and in our conversations is having that savings account be housed in a permanent life insurance policy, most ideally, usually a whole life insurance policy. So, and there's reasons around that, and I'll just touch on them. You have tax advantages to doing it that way. You also get the permanent life insurance, and you have liquidity attached to that account, and you can use it. You can use that account. And in future podcasts and discussions, we're going to get into having sort of a self-banking mindset or a private family finance, call it what you want. But you can use that account then for other higher risk kinds of investments. And so there's just a lot of advantages to having this life insurance safety net. So that's part of having a defense. And even if you don't have a whole life insurance product as a defense or another kind of permanent life insurance, you know, the term life does provide some defense, obviously, in the event of death. And then there's a particular type of term called convertible term, which can be a nice alternative to just straight up term. So that's a way that you can have a defense set up on the life insurance side. Lots more details to come in future episodes on that topic. And I think that the thing to do now, just next steps, if you're proactive, is just to look at, do I have any defense whatsoever? Take an honest look. Because I bet you many of you guys listening have a great offense, and defense is maybe a question mark at this point. So that's my encouragement to you today. Flying a sports analogy, think about your favorite team. Perhaps they have a great defense and that's helped them. Maybe they have a great defense and no offense. I mean, obviously that's another problem. So we want you to have both. And we'll encourage that along with many other things here on the podcast. Our hope is to talk legal issues, talk life insurance, talk about the two together, and anything else that we think that that is something that you guys want to talk about. So please feel free to comment, share, subscribe, and thanks again. Great to be with you guys. Talk to you next time.